Hello everyone, my name is Chin Hui and I'm from Singapore, and I will be sharing with you about what the process of building a weather forecasting pipeline with Singapore Weather Station data. And the focus and the question that I'd like to answer is rainfall getting heavier? So for myself, I'm Chin Hui, I'm a data engineer. I'm based in sunny Singapore. Well, now it's not very sunny, it's actually quite rainy. And I have a background in aerospace engineering and computational modeling. And as a data engineer, I do use quite a lot of pandas for data manipulation. So I do love using pandas and I do contribute back to pandas once in a while. And as I mentioned about where I come from, Singapore, it's actually very near the equator. It's 1 degree north of the equator, and it is 103 degrees in terms of longitude. So we are actually in the plus GMT plus 8 time zone somewhere towards Asia, which somewhere here. So you can see where Singapore is located. It is not a province of China. It is actually an independent island state that is in the equatorial region. And by virtue of being in the equatorial region, close to the equator, Singapore is a tropical country. And although we don't really have what you have in the Europe, whereby you have your spring, summer, autumn, winter, but we also have our four seasons. Right now in Singapore, it's actually cold and rainy, whereby the temperature can drop to 21 degrees Celsius. After that, it will be the warm and dry season, whereby it gets a bit warmer and it gets less rainy. Yeah, there's this re and then there's this period of time somewhere in the middle of the year, whereby it's extremely hot, it gets up to 25 degrees Celsius, and then we just end up hiding for cold. Last but not least, we have the season, which is known to be hot and stormy, whereby it is going to be very hot, usually, but then they will have ton you have thunderstorms. And usually, I think for the past, I've been in Singapore for pretty much all my life, and it's in recent decade whereby we start seeing ponding. And so we call it ponding and not flooding because it really hasn't really flooded to an extent, to such an extent whereby you need to swim to somewhere. Well, you can look at the poor truck trying to get out of the gantry, and that was somewhere in about like 2010 or so in Orchard Road. So it's a shopping district, and you can see it's flooding. And at that time, our minister said, "Oh, it's because oh, it's a freak accident. It's a freak incident. It's a once in 50-year flood." He said, "It's not gonna happen so often." But the problem is that ever since he said that, over the past decade, we had lots of ponding incidents because of once in 50 real rain. So it's not exactly once in 50 years anymore. In fact, since 2018, Singapore had more than 20 flash floods. And I am not counting whatever flooding that has happened in January 2021. And based on PUB's findings, majority of the floods were not caused by blocked drains, but they were mostly caused by intense rain, which implies that the rainfall is simply too heavy, the drainage system couldn't cope with it. Since we need to know, be able to predict how much capacity our drainage system is to be support. Now, is it possible for us to predict heavier rainfall with weather data so that we can actually facilitate the drainage planning. But first, we need to extract the weather data. And in Singapore, we do have the data.gov.sg, which is a Singapore's data open data portal. It provides the real-time weather readings across Singapore, which is a real-time API. And this data is actually provided by the government. It's open government data that's available under the Singapore Open Data License. And what they mean by real-time is that it provides almost minute-by-minute weather station readings depending on the sensor itself. But usually, this type of API is really used for the weather apps whereby you are expecting to have your real-time weather insight. But if you want to study the weather patterns, we need to study for a specific weather station. And we also need to be able to scrap multi-data from the API. Because when we're analyzing weather, we're probably looking at more than a few months of data, or it could be a few years of data. So this is how the API looks like. So you have the request URL whereby you query the date. So I query the date, query by date, and I look at the response from it. And it turns out that it is in a nested JSON format, whereby I have the metadata on one portion of the JSON, and then I have my readings nested in between the timestamps. So when I try to do the lazy way of feeding this JSON response into Pandas, this is what I got. My readings are stuck in the JSON in the column, and I have to extract it out and mesh by the timestamp. And since I'm very lazy to keep doing the same thing all over again, I just decided to write a script that helps me do the job every time I want to get data. So I call it like a scripting meteorological data from data.gov.sg APIs, whereby right now you can script the weather data. So I actually threw the code up on GitHub, which you can actually see after the talk. So the primary concept is that I use a request library to script the weather data from APIs, because humans cannot just send HTTP requests. You need to use human language to convert to machine language to send HTTP requests, which is what the request library does. Currently, my API scraping supports pretty much whatever that the API supports, which is air temperature, rainfall, relative humidity, wind speed, and scrubs data for continuous time range and for specific weather station, so that I can collect the data that's needed to do a weather analysis. And since I don't live in a place whereby you have super high speed internet, so there's inevitably some moments of slow connection. So I included retry mechanism to try again when I am doing the continuous data scraping. Sometimes it's a holiday and the API is working, but there's no data for the specific date. So if they assume that there is data for the specific date, the API is working on that date, but there's just no data. And to deal with the nested JSON conversion, I need to extract the desired station and readings, and then concatenate those values back with the corresponding timestamp, which looks something like this. So I have this readings column that I need to add, and then I need to extract the data out. I need to re-index them so that I can combine this extracted data nicely with the timestamps that I want. And then with the timestamp and the nicely re-indexed value that I want, I concatenate them back. with that conversion problem resolved, I could proceed with analyzing Singapore report data, which is a 4-year time series analysis. Okay, so for this analysis, we're using the Changi weather station data with ID S24. Analysis time frame is 2nd December 2016 to 31st December 2020. That's about 4 years. So the objective is to extract trend and seasonality from 5-minute rainfall data. So when we do a total daily sampling of the rainfall at the Changi weather station, it seems that there isn't really a very clear pattern. So let's look at the weekly sampling. When we look at the weekly sampling, it seems that we can see how there's certain weeks which has a bit more rainfall, especially closer to 2020. When we look at the total monthly rainfall at Changi Weather Station, and we look at it according to the months and the monsoon season, we do see that total rainfall during the northeast monsoon wet season tends to be higher compared with other seasons. But when we look at how the season progression is like, we can actually see that for May 2020, the total rainfall is higher compared with previous years. Because when you look at 2019, you don't really have a lot of rain, and suddenly you have a lot more rain in 2020 May. And something similar could also be seen from the monthly number of rain days. So we typically have like 30 to 31 days in a month, unless you're looking at February. So for the monsoon season, you have a lot more rainy days compared with other seasons. But when you look at that, there might be some shift in the monsoon patterns. When we look at May 2020, you actually have a bit more rain days than usual. When we look at the overall pattern, it seems that there might be a bit of a shift in when the monsoon season starts. And then after we conduct this time series analysis, we also need to determine whether the time series is suitable for forecasting. So for that, I use a statsmodel.tsa to conduct some statistical analysis for time series analysis. And some of the things that I actually looked up for was the stationarity using the augmented sticky filter test, the patterns in terms of the trends, seasonality, and cycles, which I determined using moving averages and STL decomposition. And last but not least, also correlation, which is the relationship between the time series and the Lagrange jobs itself. So autocorrelation is important because it will determine what sort of parameters that I can use for my forecasting model. So the augmented Dickey Fuller test looks like this, using the Fuller function. And when we look at the stationarity test for the total daily rainfall and the monthly rainfall, we see that it seems to be stationary. When we look at the rainfall moving averages, we see that we don't really see much of a pattern or trend for daily rainfall. We do see some trend, some cyclic trend for the monthly moving average. Of particular interest would be the northeast monsoon season somewhere in late November to January. As we see that for 2018, we have pretty high rainfall And then and somewhere in 2020, we end up having an almost double of the double of the total rainfall. So what is it going to be like for the monsoon season right now? Okay, so some spoiler based on my current experiences, that it seems that it's not even half a month and the rainfall for the month has already broken records, so it's actually going up. And probably I'll do the analysis in a future talk. I mean, look at the STR decomposition of daily rainfall. We don't really see much of trend, we don't really see much of a pattern. So we see a little bit of trend, but it's not so clear. However, it gets clearer when we look at the decomposition of monthly rainfall. But we see a drop, we see there is seasonality. But when we remove the seasonality from the time series, we can actually see the trend towards lesser rainfall in 2019, and it actually went a bit up towards 2020. When we look at the autocorrelation of daily rainfall, we see that it doesn't seem to have very high correlation between daily rainfall and its own lag balance, so there's not much correlation. Because if we look at the coefficients, they are actually much lower compared with the zero value. However, when we look at the autocorrelation of monthly rainfall, we can see some correlation in that your most positive value is the first coefficient, and the most negative value is the third coefficient. And on top of that, you can actually see that for partial autocorrelation, you can see that the first value is positive, and that actually helps us in determining what parameters to choose for the time series forecasting model that I have opted to use. And when we look at this, this information, so here's a recap. So the question is, could we predict heavier rainfall with weather data? And for this talk, I decided to do rainfall forecasting with ARIMA models. ARIMA model, so some context, ARIMA model is actually a bit of a combination between autoregression and moving average. So we have the autoregressive part, we have the moving average part, and we also have the differencing part. So since the time series are stationary, we do not need to do any differencing. And how I approach the forecasting is, firstly, I apply the rolling forecast technique with ARIMA time series data. And then to find the optimal model, I minimize the root mean square error. After getting the optimized order parameters, I use them to run rolling forecast for the next n cycles. So for daily forecast, I'm actually looking at the last 2 months, which ends up doing about 61 days. For monthly forecast, I'm actually looking at whether I can forecast for 2020 onwards. So that pretty much adds up to about 13 if you include the December 2019 and onwards. Okay, so for the daily rain, for the optimal ARIMA model that I have chosen with 002, the AIC seems a bit high, but then since the p-values and everything else, it seems pretty reasonable. So I proceeded to look at the residuals. So in terms of the residuals, we see that the density distribution falls into a normal distribution. So it is reasonable to use this ARIMA model for prediction. When I apply this, apply ARIMA 002 to the daily rainfall, this is what happens. It seems that the ARIMA model is unable to predict the spikes in daily rainfall, such that the spikes are out of the 95% confidence interval. And it does appear that the ARIMA model seems to be under predicting those spikes. and over predicting the drop. This actually contributes to a relatively high min-max error of 0.757. When we look at the monthly rainfall use ARIMA, so the model that I use is ARIMA 100. P-values are relatively low, so looks like a reasonable model to use. And I check the residual distribution. Seems quite reasonable. No, same thing, normal distribution. When I apply ARIMA 100 to the monthly rainfall, it appears that the performance seems to be slightly better. Save for probably one data point in January 2020, whereby the model actually sort of over predicted the runny rainfall, and the observed total rainfall actually falls a bit out of the 95% confidence interval. But otherwise, the performance is reasonable, and a mean max error of 0.346. The problem is that while monthly rainfall may help with planning on a monthly basis, but what is really crucial in terms of managing flooding is the daily rainfall, which we're not able to get very good performance for. And hence, these are some takeaways from this mean exploration. With climate change, rainfall patterns are actually becoming more extreme and more challenging to predict, as evidenced by highest rainfall in December 2019 during the Northeast monsoon season, as well as the higher than expected rainfall in May 2020 during the inter-monsoon season, which also indicates that there might be some shift in the monsoon period such that it's arriving earlier than expected. And when time series forecasting was actually conducted using ARIMA models, it seems that the rainfall data from weather station may not be sufficient enough to predict more erratic spikes in daily rainfall when we use ARIMA models. So it could mean that we need to use ARIMA models or other time series models, but as of now, clearly it's not enough. Now what do I do? I guess I will have to live with once in 50 year floods like this. Yeah, so feel free to reach out to me via the following social media channels and do check out my project on GitHub. Thank you.